Yes, we was able to give our calendar.
Uri burungi?
Are you well?
Okimanyi nti tulina bakulu baffe abakadde abiri mu abana.
Don't know that we have our elders, the 24 elders.
Tulina abooluganda abo. Era twebaza Katonda okuba mu kika ekitukuvu.
We thank God to be in the holy priesthood.
Era mu famire ntukuvu.
Or in the holy family.
Tulina okwenyumiriza kankano.
We have to delight into that.
Tuli twenyumirizanga mmotoka ezigwawo.
We used to delight into cars which pass away.
Era twenyumirizanga mayumba.
And we delighted in our houses.
Agalikibwawo ku nsi.
Which are left on the earth.
Naye kankano twenyumiriza mu Katonda atagwawo.
Right now we rejoice in the living God.
Era alimu byonna.
And in him are all things.
Ebisinga obulungi.
Most of the good things.
Mulingira mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amanya n'eddoboozi.
And by name and
voice. Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Amune Musumba.
Together with Pastor Bosa.
No Musumba of our Bible.
Bible reader Pastor Robina.
Kubagara nyo mwena mulingira mukama waffe Yesu.
We love you all in the name of Jesus.
Mwebale kujja.
Thank you for coming.
Mukama yebale okubatambuza n'abatuusa.
Thank God who's moved you and reached you here.
Era nga mwe tagenda kubalekera.
And I know he's not going to force you.
Aliwo mwena mwena kuzonna.
He's together with you all days.
Namwe mubeera wamu naye.
And you two will be with him.
Mulingira mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of Jesus.
Mukama akuwe omukisa ogusinga obungi.
God bless you more.
Oguvaako namulondo
ye. With a better blessing from his
throne. Okutuukira ddala kubula butaggwaawo.
Which reaches to eternal life.
Obuweereza.
The ministry for the new generation with the full knowledge of God, others cut it off and they say that those are the ones of new generation, and others they call us the full knowledge. If you find they speak like that,
moment,
another may say new generation and another full knowledge.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. We join that word,
new generation. New world order.
It's fighting what we call the new world order.
New world order.
The new world order.
It
was begun by the devil in the garden of God.
New world order. New
world order changes season and times and the laws of God. All creations and all human beings.
New world order.
And the new world order involving changing the church from the people to the building. It involves twisting the scriptures. To subtract and add within them. To change the marriage of the man and the woman. To reach it that the man and the man get married. It's what we call the new world order. But the new generation. And it's having the full knowledge. It is fighting that. Praise Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I think you understand us right now. When you hear any battling within the scriptures, don't be surprised. That's what we are up to. We are doing that. We fight every form of ignorance. And we bring full knowledge. We take away what is half. And we bring the fullness right from the Spirit of the Lord. He gives us what is from the Father and the Son in the name of the Lord Jesus.
We are
in the journey of heaven, that's the main heading. The journey of heaven moved through the Bible for 7 years. It's the major heading. And when you write a main heading, journey of heaven moved through the Bible. And write it in big capital letters, a big word. I've given you some time to do that. You count as you're writing. The main heading, the journey of heaven moved through the Bible for 7 years. You finish the main heading. We've come in the school of God. We write, the one without the Bible, no book. Try to see that God helps you to get. That we can seek him in truth.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
You'll
be writing in that book. And God writes within your mind. In your understanding. In the inner man.
God bears
our witness.
But
what we can do, we do it ourselves.
The one
who can write, get your book. Get even your Bible. Write down.
Because
you can write in your mind
that
God is going to be doing it for
you. Yes,
praise Jesus.
If you don't
know to read the Bible in Luganda or English,
if
you don't know how to write,
after here, see the teacher
called Teacher Julius. He is right
there. They are
in department to teach you without payment.
And you read
Luganda or English and you write
it. We can't make
people disciples without studying.
That's
the major work of God
in them,
which he left for
us. Great commission.
What we call the Great Commission.
In Matthew 28:18-20,
go make all nations disciples.
People
don't know how to read, how will they be made?
And
how will they teach others?
That
offer would have been in the church,
and
you study free.
Now
here it's around.
And it will be new generation.
New generation will find everything new in here.
Yes,
praise
Jesus. They
come
and they hand you. In
1 month you write Luganda and you can
read
it. Even English you begin.
And
what involves the spirit, you know that.
English,
3 months, you'll be able to speak and
write. You studied
for 7 years and you got out not knowing how to speak English.
Come in new generation,
in the 3 months as the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit will be
speaking.
Everything is done in God's order.
You will get up when
you speak English. And you join on.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Those
are offers within the church.
The things
of church God freely gave us, we freely give
out. And
we do that and increases us.
The one with
greed never
increases. Give your English to others,
that God may add Japanese to you.
Yes,
praise
Jesus.
You've written the main heading.
We are
in the journey of heaven.
Move
through the Bible for 7 years.
It's
the main heading.
What
does that word mean?
Write
this line.
Isaiah
28, verses
9
unto 13. That's
scripture
explains you the word you've written about.
What you're
going to be hearing and to see,
the journey
of heaven moved through the Bible.
It means not adding
anything which comes from out, not even to twist anything.
But it's
going to be scripture by scripture. Scripture by
scripture.
The commands are to be 2.
All
4 and above, which come from the Bible. Scriptures, they must be
4
and above.
Right
from different books of the Bible, what we call a little here and a little there.
I move
the journey in visions, in dreams, and in a trance. But it's within the
Bible.
Everywhere we
read,
we read in the Bible. No subtracting, neither adding in.
Write
Deuteronomy 4, verses 1
and 2.
Write Revelations. Revelations
22:18-19.
Praising the Lord Jesus.
The
term you've written,
he says,
don't subtract, neither add in.
Even
Revelation speaks the same.
It means you can put a little
explanation on your note, saying that these scriptures speak of not adding or subtracting from God's words.
wagala ebintu bibeere mu kitabo kyo ngaoyinza nokugenda eri
n'obibuulirakubanga
tukwasa abantu abeesigwa ebigambo abanasobola okubinaye bwe tubikuwa nga tebitegekeddwa bulungi
naawe
ojja kubiwaayo nga
tebitegekeddwa
kati waliwo ebyandikwa bibiri ebigaana okunyola
mubyandikwabantu
abasinga mu nsi muno banyola ebyandikwa ne bagamba babikuliddwenga
babinyodde
n'ebirala bingi ebiringa
ebi
tulina mu pita ekyokubiri
esula
eyokusatu
sinnabakubuulira
I'm introducing. Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. You may leave here when you've written like 100 scriptures. The one who is used to that, call the Holy Spirit to help you. You know, some of you and you are used to take it and claim it.
And
this time we shall ask you to take off scriptures and you understand them. And the others, God will add them to you. Praise the Lord.
Tulina Isaya 29:15.
We have Isaiah 29:15-16.
Eyo gye batugaana okunyoola ebigambo bya
Katonda. Where they refuse us to distort God's word and to turn them upside down.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Olwe lugendo lwa kulu.
That is the journey of heaven.
Olwatambulira mu Bible.
Move through the Bible.
Mali myaka musanvu.
7 years.
Lutegeeza ebyo byandikwa byowandikisa.
It means those scriptures you have written up there.
Teri kutoolamu teri kwongeramu
wabula
ogenda wulira ennyiriri nga zifubutuka emiro nga luno olugoba lunne wala olinga
luddamu
mu kunnyonnyola mu kutegeerera
ddala
yesu yeebazibwa
sabu
heading esooka
giwandiika
tusoma ekibuga kya katonda
yerusaalemu
ekyomuko
You're going to get four subheadings
to
reaching the one we are on up to now. I want you to have an order. Don't get an
excuse
from the Lord. I never understood them. They were words of the apostle.
Yes,
let's take our 10 minutes. The first subheading, we started the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, which you see right there, those images. You've written it down. In bracket puts, it's found in the first created heaven. Have you finished? We want to begin to preach and to teach. Humble down, just so.
You know,
in the past, you used to get heated up. You're going to get heated up, don't worry. For scriptures are going to light a fire within you. Jesus explained scriptures. People felt the fire within them, and their hearts were getting heated up.
You're
about to reach that in a little moment.
There is
no sickness, let the demon remain when you explain scriptures. When the apostles preached, the people are getting healed. You're going to get healed. You don't need to stretch a hand upon you. You speak words and their life and you get life. This city of Jerusalem, Bible speaks of it in Hebrews 12:22. The great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. Hebrews 12:22. Praise Jesus so much. I wanted to summarize it up that you understand where we are. We are in that city. Praise Jesus. Second subheading we're studying about. You put whatever I speak.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Put
on what I speak that you understand. The second subheading.
tusoma ekyoto kya Mukama.
We are studying the altar of God, where the lake of fire begins from. Praise Jesus.
Tusoma ekyoto kya Mukama ekya
zaabu. We studied the golden altar of God, where the lake of fire begins from. Praise Jesus. Put on these scriptures.
Ezekiel
10.
I expect you
to go back and explain the one you preached to.
Ezekiel
10, you finished it. Verse
1
and
2.
This altar is in the midst of the cherubims. The golden order is found in the midst of the cherubims.
According
to the scripture you've written right there.
Ezekiel
10 from verses 1 to 5. Revelations
9.
Verse 13. And to 14.
You
hear of the altar of God speaking with you. The altar is living. I expect you're writing those things. We are going to begin to speak out scriptures. But how did we reach on what you're going to study now? Praise Jesus. This altar, prove it's from God's city.
Write
Ezekiel
22,
18 to 23, where he is to gather people in Jerusalem of heaven to pour a fire upon them.
Ezekiel
22, 18 to 23. Praise Jesus. I think you've gone on to understand well. How did we reach the altar? Praise Jesus. You've missed many messages. You have not been here. That's why I go back to give you the order brief. That you understand. According to Revelations 20, 11 to 15, it shows how the evil will be cast in the lake of fire. We see the another subheading. It's the third. It's the third subheading. All those will be happening. Let's write. The second resurrection. The coming of the Lord Jesus, the rapture, and the judgment. We've studied them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. First, write the heading to finish. Second resurrection. The coming of the Lord Jesus, the second coming. The rapture or the lifting of the saints, and the judgment. The levels I'm passing in through for you, we've been studying them. They who have not been on the journey of heaven. When God, how God showed me what's written in the Holy Scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And I'm passing through them. And we've been seeing all of them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we know the Lord Jesus is to come back.
And
his coming back brings judgment. We studied the lake of fire, the altar where the lake of fire begins. And we go back to the second resurrection.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You may write Revelations 20 from verse 4 and to 6. This is called the second resurrection. This is where the second coming of the Lord Jesus, the rapture, and the lifting of the saints. Means you can go back and request all these messages we've written here, right from the media. Praising the Lord Jesus. Scriptures I give of you are a few, but we studied many things. The other subheading, these we've been seeing them. The valley called Emagedon. In bracket you put the heaven which is empty and vacant without heaven, and it's an empty desert. The scriptures which we saw some of them, Revelation 16 starting from verse 13 Revelation 16 from 13 to 16 it will tell you of the valley of Emagedon, where the devil expects to gather there to fight the Lord. But that place, they don't understand, they will speak of it. But it will be a vacant, empty heaven, and it's deserts. According to Jeremiah 4, from verse 21, and 25. All the stars will get from heaven and fall, and will strike the planets. Our last planet Earth will be the last to turn upside down to pour whatever is in it on the ground. Heaven is circular as you see that appearance, and the planets are spaced in the stars. But all the stars will be falling. Even our planets, our planet Earth will be the last. It too will power things in the valley of the heaven, to be able to create the valley of Emagedon. Praising the Lord Jesus. I expect you've written Jeremiah 4, 21 or 25. Praise Jesus. But as we saw this valley, right now we reach the heading we are studying on now. It means whatever you've seen up there, you missed it as we studied them, and they have been great indeed. Praise Jesus. We see the place called Gog and Magog. It's the other subheading you have right there. Right now we are studying about that.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We
start
the place called Gog and Magog. In brackets, that place, all those two places, it's where we find people the devil already corrupted, and it deceives them they'll be able to fight Jesus on the day he will come back the second time. Those are the place God reached me into,
Gog and Magog.
Gog and Magog.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The scriptures, Revelation 20, the one which speaks of the places Gog and Magog. Revelation 20, verses 8. In Ezekiel 38, you'll go read those scriptures. You'll be able to read of these words, Gog and Magog.
We've
been studying them, you have not been here. But they're very dangerous concerning the day of the Lord.
For
it's heading us what we call the lake of fire, which I saw very well and I know where it is, which I can teach well through scriptures, and the person can get to understand by the Holy Spirit. The one who helps to preach and the one who is teaching, both of us is the one helping us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He
leads me to speak and he leads you to understand. I think you see how his works appear.
If we know
these places,
God,
it means planet Earth where we are. You who have not been here, we have studied all scriptures, and they show you who is God.
Gog is
the planet Earth where we are. I'm still passing through that we understand. Anything we're going to study, even though we study 30 minutes, it will take you out of those two places. And you will discover yourself how you've been and wonder how you've been in those places.
Gog is
the planet where we are. Within it are two places where they are prepared and put the armies of the devils. The first place is what we call the underground and under the ocean. The first place,
underground
and under the ocean. You have not been here, brethren. You missed to know what is underground. The armies of the devils, and they have condemned with human beings, and they
are
preparing a war to fight the Lord Jesus. And they are under the ocean. They are building seriously down there. Many people have gone under those oceans. Many pastors. And they do much merchandise and business. And they gather powers of darkness. Fight Jesus starting with his saints. And even wait on the day he will come back.
Underground.
You will read Isaiah. Isaiah 29, 15, and 16. You will know where they overturn things from. Where they change a woman and she has to get married to a woman instead of a man with a woman. Where they change and they tell you right now, you marry a fellow man, and they control you from down. You see yourself having that system of a woman in you and under the ocean. And right here is where they make all researches they do to change all creations are done under the ocean.
And
what the major researches they did there, which never came out well, out of them came a product called a mermaid, where they wanted to make a body for fallen angels, and it failed, it got confused. All these plants you have, they have changed matoke, maize, and the others. Do them from under the ground and under the ocean. And here they have put them in Russia, China, and many other nations. All of them have underground. And they have places they meet with Jezebel under the oceans. But the first place, as we finish it, the second place on this planet Earth, which is known as Gog, the second place is called the world of darkness. The world of darkness.
There are
the people on the dry ground of the earth, but they can never discover know whatever is in heaven. And they took their wisdom away from them. And they remain to just be moving to look for eatings and drinkings. They don't know even how heaven appears. Even church was changed. And things of eating the world. You ask someone heaven, they don't know
eat.
They are in the world of darkness. In the Gog. They were prepared by the devil and Jezebel and the fallen angels to fight God. This is the head thing we are going to study right now. The other thing, the place is called Magog. It's found outside planet Earth. Indeed, are pleased for it is in the space, and they who fall in hell
are
counted on the armies of the devils. But this day, we started the second place found in the God, known as world of darkness. Who of us knows whether in the world of darkness or not? And they say that them, in the world they corrupted everyone on it, never understand. And sometimes God endorses it. None of them understands and none seeks the Lord. They corrupted the human being. They could never even see God in reality. You know that.
This ending writings,
world of darkness. World of darkness.
Discover
whether
you are coming
from the devil or of God. If you
find
the world of darkness, you know you are in the armies of the devils. And you are one among people prepared to fight God. And you began to fight him, but you are waiting on the day you will come. I showed it is very hard to win on that day. According to how I saw the sun fall and the moon and the great valley of Magadon, no one can dare stand on that day.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We have decided
what we call world of darkness. Discover yourself which side you are. Are you in the world of darkness? It's the ground we are on earth. Where there are nations, clans, and languages.
Have
no light even to understand of heaven. Heaven is how many heavens we have. They don't know whether there is even the third heaven.
Now,
some of you ask, what is the third heaven? But it's in your Bible and you can't understand.
Even
Jerusalem of heaven, don't know how it looks. They kept you in the world called the world of darkness. Even the gospel in church was changed and they brought in darkness. And you can't know what is in heaven. You can't accept your head to look and do things in heaven.
Even
the gospel they changed in church
to world of darkness.
Able to create what they call world of darkness. The world of darkness.
And
they know the ones underground and under the ocean that are the ones only who understand. When you become a wise on the world, they take you in the space, they control you from there. And they join you on principalities. And you two begin to fly in the space. Or you pass through their rockets. Or you disappear. When you become a wise on earth, they ask, where is the world of the earth?
Anyone
who wants to exceed them in understanding, they do something to you.
It means
you must get wisdom from the word of God to be able to be saved from the world of darkness. If it's not that, everything you try to do is the world of darkness. If it's not the word of God, or you've twisted, added, and subtracted from it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, I'm
trying to tell you, brethren,
concerning
the world of darkness,
you
fight on yourselves
that
you may lift your head and understand the living God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The world of darkness
is
right on the planet Earth, on the ground where we move,
where
people walk not knowing what is in heaven, and people forgot where they came from.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And you forgot where you came from. You don't know there. They tell you came from your mother's womb and you believe it. But you came from heaven. Today we preach you heaven as if we force it over you. And as if it's just a promise to you. Heaven is not a promise. Heaven is your home where you came from. But because of world of darkness, even salvation we pushed as if we force in heaven on you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You're going to discover yourself, see whether you're in that world or you are not there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I pray God helps you understand the great things within this world.
But
they will create a world of darkness.
There are
the people facing underground and under the ocean.
And
the principalities in the space in the kingdom of the stars. They are the ones who claim to be the wise of this world. They call themselves the Illuminati. That they are the ones with the light. But what they understand is not right. But they are leading every foolishness over the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You
understand of that world where it's found. The world of darkness, where is it found? We read and we hear. The world of darkness. We are in the planet Earth. Is it a darkness? What is happening? As if it's a land up there called Gog. In the hard language of heaven, that's the world of darkness. Not which is physical darkness like here.
But
that there is a God of the generation who appeared and blinded the eyes of their mind and blinded them. And they got to be blind.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
We are
in Second Corinthians. Chapter 4. Second Corinthians. We want to discover which land you found. Second Corinthians 4 from verse 1.
Kale kubanga tulina okuweereza okwo nga bwe twasaasirwa tetuddirira naye twegaana ebyensonyi ebikisibwa
waliwo ebikisiddwa nga biri mu nsi yakizikiza naye ffe tutanula okubira abo
tetubyegaanirawo
Bakolinso ekyokubiri essula y'okuna olunyiri lwakubiri naye twegaana ebyensonyi ebikisibwa nga tetutambulira mu bukuusa so tetukyamya kigambo kya Katonda
abantu abatambulira mu world of darkness
basobola
n'okukwata Bayibuli nga banyola
nnyoli
nga balinga
abagezi
ayinza okuja Ezekiyeri
37
amagumba mu kiwonvu n'agamba zibadde mu kiwonvu entamu zamu zibadde zaakala ensawo zamu
When you get to down verse 7, those bones are the children of Israel, not saucepans, not pockets, and the human beings. But the ones in the world
are
they distort it and they say, those are your saucepans. And as if they're preaching, and they distort the word of God. If God means another, they speak another.
They can
read you John 3.
Nicodemus
goes to meet the Lord in the
night.
If you are coming tonight, it's overnight.
Yes,
Jesus, he shouldn't pass you.
So
read me
verse
3. And he met him. And he told him, accept
you
get born again. Not enter the kingdom of God. I tell you,
business,
your business
is going to
be born again.
Business.
They say the business, or they are speaking of us. Let me tell you,
be
careful as we start the world of darkness. It's found in God. In the plan where we are. But it's a place not known where it is. People secret ask where it is. God explained me in the general of heaven I go
to Christ.
When we started the golden altar of God and
fire,
in Jerusalem of heaven, I asked him,
no,
I heard you speak of world of darkness. Where do you find it? The word he falls for me. He told me God. I told him what is God. He told me the planet where you live. And it's of darkness. It's the same God. Where people are in there without understanding. They
are blinded
the eyes of their understanding.
They
gave you clans on the earth. You from the clan where you came from in heaven. I have your names. Some of you are prophets, others apostles. And
there
is no false apostle.
Or
false pastor. No.
According
Jeremiah, verse 1,
you
named you a prophet, you an apostle. When you reach your earth in the world of darkness, he told you are Mazuru, big headed one. This world is very hard.
For
even what they named, you don't know where they got them from. They perverted you, forgot where you came from. They tell you, Kawarianga, you originate from the mountain in the other place. And they tell your father is this one. It came from the lineage of this one and the other. And don't remember your father. You just speak of him. Our Father in heaven. You, your children, his children, what are you doing on earth? There is a proverb our father used to speak. Anytime we prayed a prayer of Father in heaven, and he said, people who are sorrowful, their father is in heaven. Now the Spirit spoke it and I remembered what my father used to speak. Right from your forefathers, many have been in the world of darkness. And when they are taken from the world of darkness, they take them in the real world of darkness, that is hell. In the second darkness, and this is of God, he put it in place. And they beat you from there.
Yes,
now the devil says, if you fall in hell, it's not made a loss. On the day of the Lord, when they remove you, take you for judgment. He will mobilize you for a war.
Yes,
we are beating Jesus.
Falling
in hell, he doesn't lose.
World of darkness.
He keeps you in the world of darkness,
darkness
and ends you in the real darkness in hell. Where there is total darkness. When you are in the world of darkness, you are in hell. Things under the sun are not easy. Pastors were to give us light or church. Take it, I see you go to America.
But
they too entered the world of darkness. They don't know where they came even from heaven. This is not abusing. I am an apostle. If I say, an apostle doesn't struggle of what to speak, they told you what to speak. Go tell them this and that. That an apostle is like that. He doesn't speak what he wants. They tell him, go speak like this and don't add in.
This is not
abusing.
We
want to bring light.
Bakolinse chokubiri esula yakuna olonyiri tuli ku lwakubiri.
2 Corinthians 4 verses 2.
Ngata tutambulira mu bukusa sule tukyamya kigambo kya Katonda. Naye olw'okulabisa amazima nga twetendereza eri omwoyo gwa buli muntu mu maaso ga Katonda. Naye okubikibwako obanga enjiri yaffe ebikibwako ekibikibwako mwabo
ebikibwako.
People
got lost long time. And when
they
begin to tell them heaven, heaven, they are lost. You know 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 7.
The
Bible says,
we
brought nothing on this earth,
and
we shall go back with nothing. But to prove a human being got lost, they are yearning and fighting for it, they are going to be buried. They don't know where they came from. What the devil did to them? He put world of darkness in place. Right from when you're born. If you ask things of God or your clan, they show you things of earth. They can't tell you where you've come from. Even your mother answered you one thing. In the world of darkness. Even your forefathers.
And
God has loved us so much. They
will
have been God and saved. And they will reach in heaven. He tied chains on them and is dragging them by force there. For to enter heaven has not been easy. The scripture it says, in the heaven they rejoice. They get surprised. They wonder how they have escaped. For the world is not easy. The world is of darkness.
Means
to get saved. I'm saved. For we have not getting married home. You know, demons have been striking us. You have not yet born again. You have to get saved to go back to heaven.
On
the side of the devil. The world gets saved.
It means to go to the other side.
To God's side.
Oh, okukkiriza nti Yesu ye Mukama
Jesus is Lord
kitegeeza
tekuliko
akakulizo
there is no condition attached
ye Mukama
he is Lord
yatonda eggulu
n'ensi he created heavens and earth
yatonda nange
he created even me
tuzikiriza nti Yesu ye Mukama kubanga yampa ennyonyi era yampa n'emmotoka what is that oli munsi ya kizikiza
oligera bisyeru in the world of darkness
oli ye Mukama oba kuwadde emmotoka oba
takuwadde
abasajja bagamba abaali bavudde munsi ya kizikiza
out of the world of darkness. Misa chabudu nego ne Daniel. Message of Abednego and Sadrach.
Nebagamba obanga atuonyo bara tuonya yeye kama patusule yo mumuliro.
Whether or not he is Lord.
Abonga musiki zikuza baba.
And in the world of darkness they got out.
Nebana akora batia.
Nebana
akora batia yeye
kama. Whether the father is Lord.
Abatume bamugamba.
Kumataki
muyokana mukama.
In John 6.
Tunagenda wa nagoli nebigambo byobula
mukama. Where shall we go when you have the words of life? You are God.
Abo bali bawone nsi yeye zikuza.
Those had gotten out of the world of darkness.
You may
appear as if you understand it, you are the most foolish.
The one
called the wise of the world.
In the world of darkness
and in his wiseacking.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
God has
special blinded their eyes, they don't know where they came from.
In
Philippians 3, when he says our home is in heaven. What? Our home is in heaven? The first thought that we came from there. They told me, I have come from my mother's womb. That is the world of darkness. I swear to go back in my mother's womb. Why don't you go back to heaven and swear that? The things people speak, I first had poison. I began to hide from them. When you come from heaven, as if you are a new person, you don't want any poison. I first hid from people, and I was in the Mabira forest. I sit there, I am with trees and the birds and the animals, and human beings speak wrongly. You know, I grew up at Lugazi. I used to hide in the forest and I fear human beings.
God must told me,
you can be in them when you are in the light and light will get from you shine to others. I got strengthened in
hearts.
The spirit is in me. I saw him. Angels are on your side.
So
I get strengthened to pass the people. People
and
they are they are full of poison. You
feel
the complaining of your spirit. You see, what has he spoken now? They have begun to speak
what
your origin from the mountain of this place.
How
can you originate from there? They don't know where they came from. Father speaks Jeremiah 31,
21.
And he said, the way you came and you passed as you came on earth. Go back to your cities.
Our
Father, let it be done on earth as it's done in heaven. Is the Father going to be the one doing it? Even the children, what are they doing on earth? But because of the darkness, you cannot even realize it. If my Father is in heaven, what am I doing here? They can reveal you today that your Father is in America.
He
has wealth. All the spirit is his. You say what? What speaks of me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. My God. You wonder. There's even a visa? I'm going tomorrow. But to prove a human being is in the world of darkness.
You
know when they tell them, they are, okay, he's in heaven, okay. Our Father in heaven. Give us what we need is enough for us on earth. Even when
they change,
you still have that darkness. And
it's
captured the eyes of your understanding.
kasitotanula omwoyo gwongatekutuddemu
olowooza byamukulumanyirawo oli munsi era nga tukyalwana okukuwa omusana osobole okulaba eyo yensi ekyabuza abantu bagenoonyaobagamba ensi eyo esiŋŋaanibwawo
Yesu yebaza.
Praise Jesus. Let's move on to here.
Tuli mbakoliso.
We are in Colossians.
Ekyokubiri.
Second Colossians.
Sura ya kuna.
Chapter 4.
Tulekedde. Katuddemu olunyini olwokusatu.
Let's repeat verse 3.
Bakoliso ekyokubiri sura ya kuna olunyini olwokusatu.
Second Colossians 4 from verse 3 right now.
Naye okubikibwako obanga enjiri yaffe ebikibwako. Ebikibwako mwabo ababula. Katonda w'emirembe gino be yaziba amaaso g'amagezi.
Owulidde kye yabakola?
You hear what it did to them?
Katonda w'emirembe gino.
God of this age.
Wuliriza.
Listen.
N'abayimba ennyimba za gospel bagamba
we singing the gospel sing like this.
Mulembe ekulu n'ogwa Yesu.
This generation is
for Jesus.
I am praising the Lord.
Ogwedda gwali gwa Satan.
The olden generation was of the devil.
Obakala ogugenda
ogwo. The one coming is going to be of the devil.
Guno ogwo. Katonda kyono
gubayimba. Era Yesu ati. What is thinking of and what Jesus is this?
Katonda w'ennaku zino.
The God of this age.
Omanyi Katonda w'edda nedda yonna eyaliwera agenda aliwera agenda okubaawo. Abantu bamwerabira.
People forgot that God.
Bali ku Katonda w'emirembe
gino. The God of this age.
Abeera wa gundi wa kinnoomu.
So and so is possessed by a specific person.
Gubanga muzimu
era era muzimu. And they are demons still.
Okera kumacha n'ogamba mugenda sinza Katonda
wa. You're going to worship my God.
Era mugenda mulabanga
Katonda. You're going to see him moving.
Oyo yowe mirembe gundi.
That is the one of this
age. Wango weta nedda wa bantu bonna n'abedda
mu ntanya Katonda wa. All people.
Era yogera mu Yeremia.
Spoke Jeremiah.
Ayogera nti Katonda wa bantu bonna abayino
mbiro. God of all people with flesh and blood.
Ata abayino mu biri sigwe weka.
Not only you even has.
Bane wa malaika bayino.
Even angels have a body.
Ogwabo ogw'omuguru.
The one of heaven.
Ne munyenyezi
ino. Even the stars have bodies.
Ojja kulaba kibaita ensi
bakolinsi ekyokubiri essula yakuna olunya olwokuna katonda w'emirembe gino be yaziba amaaso g'amagezi gaabwe abatakkiriza omusana gw'enjiri ey'ekitiibwa eya kristo oyo kyekifaananyi kya katonda guleme nga okubaakira
muleeta
omusaanonyonyola
muggulunanyigaemizimu
negimujjako
tuddangamu okwogera eggulutambula wali ogenda onyonyola ebyeggulu
ojalaomuntu
atandikirawo
kyukatemwogera
byaggulwa bali mu nsi eri bakambwe
nnyoera
tubabuulira n'obwegendereza okubaleetera
omusanaomulisa weegendere
bw'olaba omusumba agoba enjiri y'eggulu omanya ali mu nsi
y'ekizibu
omusumba ogyogerako n'anyiiga ebintu by'eggulu banna mubirekere
mukama
You know. These are the things. Fighting God in the world of darkness.
They are in God.
In Magog,
fighting God. We
are
going to confront them with much light.
Bantu sebo. N'oyogera eggulu oyinza n'ogaba bamalayika bakola
olinagatnoomwoyo omuzima omutukuvu gwe gukola
naye kati ate njogeddeko bamalayika ki
ekikunyiiza
n'atabukira dda nanyigakumbe be bali mu magye g'abasitaani ate n'abamu tebamanyi nangeri gye
baagayingiramu
bakolinsi ekyokubiri essula yakuna olunyi olwokutaano kubanga tetwebuulira ffekka
wano bwe tutuuka mu byaa oba
tekyebuuliomusajja
wa katonda
wamanyi
ebyo bye boogera byonna
birimuwaasitootandika
okwebuuliratamumanyi mafuta agali ku nze mugenda
kugalamaomanya
enjiri yange
nzeomanya
You want to discover you in the world of darkness? They preach themselves. And the television, they announce themselves. He can't tell you the
truth.
We fought. They speak themselves. They don't even know
what it's like,
for it can be taken from them. The world of darkness is on. You build the house that you say, I have built.
Nebuchadnezzar
for speaking such words. And they built a city. And they spoke.
Zimbi,
I have built this great city. And the voice came from heaven. It's been taken. And you're going to
need to push
7 seasons.
Until you would
know that the one above
great
kingdom of sons of men. They took him in a bush.
He
got back to study the God from the world of darkness.
They
were the world of darkness. God took wisdom from them. God confused them.
Wanted
to go back to heaven with their sins. If he doesn't build, they will build in vain. Even if he doesn't watch over,
you put
armies, you're wasting your time. I have an army.
But
they have for God those armies. People,
Titania.
Squeeze their wisdom, squeeze their minds. And it took out every drop of understanding and
sucked
it out of them. After he put in foolishness back. And they capture you when you're an infant, still born. And they capture you, cut off your head. And they give you a new clan. Don't dare ask where you've come from. Anytime you ask, they tell you you've come from Kenya. On the mountain of so and so.
You know,
this world is a very hard world. You do born again, you go to light well. But you're fighting to get light. They leading us are full of darkness. And they are blind leaders.
He
spoke of in Matthew
20.
That you are on these blind girls. They themselves don't see where they go. Ask them how heaven appears. You can lie them down and cane them at least. Until they die without knowing how heaven is.
When
they speak, they tell you go to heaven.
You
don't know which body you're going with. But it's written in the Bible they have. This world has a problem, let me tell you.
On
the word of world of darkness, found within God, it's a mystical word, but it's no more mystical to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In that armies of the devil, that we can beat God.
Bakolinsi ekyokubiri essula yakuna olunyo olwokutaano.
Second Corinthians 4 verse 5.
Kubanga tetwebuulira ffekka wabula Kristo Yesu nga ye Mukama waffe.
Akati abantu bali mu kwebuulira.
People are preaching themselves.
He's not the bishop who's coming.
And we clap for him. Instead of clapping for the word of God, you are on a prophet who is coming from there. He's coming as you're clapping for him. Now when will you clap? Will you point yourself in the ground to prove your welcoming God?
We
don't preach ourselves. We preach Christ Jesus. And not great men, but the great God is the one we preach. For we preach not my mind, it's not by power, but by God's Spirit. Men in the world of darkness, they may tell you he's going to work and after they say, I heal.
They claim I heal. I chest demons.
Jesus, 12 of 28.
If I chest demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come. Jesus did believe
it.
He said, the Spirit of the Lord is not me preaching myself, Jesus.
Man says,
I chest demons. You know me, I even take witchcraft back. All those walk in the world of darkness. And he's abusing everything.
And God
sent him to pray with all people. But the same God says, the prayer of they will never hold God's laws are detestable to him. Another praise with without religion. They don't segregate people. You want to kill someone, they kill in the shrine. You want a blessed one, enter a shrine, everyone.
It's even
a born again. This born again of today. They say, don't get closer here. But this you know today.
Deep
in the world of darkness,
and
if God lights a light knowledge within you, then you lift your head, look up in heaven. Men begin to hunt you, to take you back in the prison. How dare you escape from the world of darkness? If you're a pastor, they ask
me,
which unity are you in? That they can see a way to trap you.
You tell them,
I'm in the unity of Ephesians. Ephesians 4. One faith of the word of God. Our Lord is one Jesus. The Father is one in heaven. The hope is one heaven. One baptism. One spirit. You have any other unity you want? Be in your groups out there. Praise Jesus, brethren. The world of darkness has done much. More so on the clans. There's a place I was, and we are in a study. That as they go to dedicate a child, the mother of the child, and the father, and their grandfather, they walk to a certain tree, and they put three altars. You see the chaos? Three altars, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Now see how they change it. And they cook herbs. And they wash the child. And when they get from the altar, the mother, and the auntie, and the grandfather, that they walk. Remember that there's a tree, this is the altar, and they are passing the compound, and they enter the house. Now they forget. This world is not easy. Even if you got saved, be totally saved. Bible says,
God wants
all people to be saved. Knowing God. Not only getting saved, and you think you'll go to heaven. Praise Jesus. People in the world of darkness,
they are
problems and troubles. Even they
say,
don't go to heaven for the world of darkness.
But
the devil put a fence and you get saved not reaching into knowledge of God. You claim I'm born again.
But the
God you speak of don't know him. God complains of your life. In Isaiah 48, verses 1 to 3. They speak of me, but not in truth, and not in righteousness. You speak God, but you speak false things. You speak of me, but what is spoken of me is not right.
Second
Corinthians 4 verse 5.
naffe nga tuli baddu bammwe ku lwa Yesu.
Gwawereza.
You who minister.
Gwalina okuba omuddu.
You are supposed to be a servant.
Si gwe kuweereza
kuweereza. Not you to just serve.
Kankubuli.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, this year, yinza nokusingana nali akuwatireko ku Bible.
At least the one who ministered you was supposed to carry your Bible at least.
kakati alina okuweereza ate
gwalinafulumyaekigambo
mwe muweereza
nze mpeereza
katonda ate ali mu
bantu
kyekisinga
okwekati
simanyi oba omuweereza
emmanju
Let me tell you, a head
over you, let him be a servant of all. He's upside down.
Second Corinthians 4:6. Kubanga Katonda yalagira nti omusana guli akamukizikiza.
Yalagira.
He commanded.
Era yakiragira mu Isaiah.
He commanded.
Nkaga mutta.
Isaiah 65.
Abantu abatambulira mu nsi yekizikiza.
Bala bino omusana. They have seen a great light.
Wajisoma
kwa burundi. Did you read well?
Abe Neftali.
The one of Naftali.
Abatambulira abantu abali mu nsi yekizikiza.
People were the world of darkness.
Naye nga balabye omusana
omungi. And they saw a great light.
Tuba tuliawo nga tegutuuse.
As we get a light appeared.
Ye mukama
wafu. That is the Lord Jesus.
Ye byawandikwa byogera ku
ye. Scripture speaking of him.
Era agamba.
And he said.
Wemba mu nsi.
If I'm in the world.
Nze musana gwensi.
I'm the light of the world.
Najja muzingo gwe kitabo gwa mpandikibwa.
The scroll which was written about me.
Oyo yagaloba omusana
oyo nokukomawo wano. Light you come back to the Bible.
Ate nga tonyola toyongera.
You don't twist, you don't add in it.
Totoolamu.
You don't subtract from
it. Ojja kuba oli musana ogwa.
Be in the real light.
Ebyo mugende ne mukyamubira mu byawandikibwa.
He did that in scripture.
Nabinyola ne mukubendula.
Twist them you shout.
Ne muwagira okizikiza.
You support darkness.
Ne sitani wagwa kikulembera.
Devil who front seats.
Ani akiwulidde akubenga
lo. Whoever has had it.
Ani mulokole.
Who is the born again?
Twazze wano nga tuli
bakoli. We came here when you're not born again. After they tell us, you are the only born again. Your neighbor is not a born again. Now, you begin to be always looking at each other's spies. It means the unity of the Holy Spirit has failed. The love of the Lord Jesus is not going to be among us.
No.
The grace of our Lord Jesus is over there. For your neighbor is the thief.
N'okwagala kwa ye
Katonda tewaliwo.
N'okusa ekimoko
mu kutenda tobula bwe. The Holy Spirit can never be there.
Kubanga oyo munno mu
for your neighbor is a sick, you're the only born again.
Kakati ani mulokole ku babiri.
Now who is born again of the two?
Muli babiri awo.
You are two people there.
Buza wabagambe ekigambo ekyo kumwani mulokole omuntu.
Such a word on you. Who is the right born again?
Mwena mumaliza.
All of you end up not being.
Naye mwenyine ali
katuti abamu. He himself speaking that is a thief, he's not a born again.
Babera namuvunula nga
bali they are together with the interpreter.
Agamba kulira
ne mu. He said your neighbor is the thief. You are the only born again.
Akati naye agamba.
The interpreter to says.
Naye ebintu byekanisa.
Things of church.
Yewu yisatanga
yo.
Petro alino vamu
musana. He was asked to have light out of us.
Kubanga rudda bali mu setu kimanyi bali
mu. Already the world we know they are in darkness.
Abali mu madini bali mu
kizikiza.
Obulokole bwe bwalina okuba
omusana.
Era nga bulina kumulisa.
Naye
sitaani yayingireyo n'akola
ebibi bibi.
N'ayingiza ekizikiza
kiri.
Mukama kyava atonzeeyo omulembe
omuggya.
Ogulina okumanya okujjudde.
Bakolinso ekyokubiri essula ya kunoonyola omukaaga. Kubanga Katonda ye yalagira nti omusana guli yaka mu kizikiza eyayaka mu mitima gyaffe okuleeta omusana ogw'okumanya.
Aleeta musana gwaki?
Brings light of knowledge.
Ofuna okumanya.
Light knowledge.
Omusana gutandika okuba.
Light will begin to spread.
Ha, ndaba.
I see.
Utufu ndaba eggulu.
I see heaven.
Bakadai mwabana.
I see the 24 elders. For Revelation 4 says,
they were
surrounded it
throne of Jesus.
The second
Corinthians 12, verse 1 to 5,
it
says he's come with the third heaven. Right, me, I'm here, for I'm God and born again.
And
Ephesians 2:6 says, when I was saved, I sat in the heaven
realms.
Up there, I'm not the world of darkness. Yes, I understand that. But the master told me, John,
no,
I'm in the world of God. I'm not of the world. Light. I'm going to get back home. The devil is then saying, where are you seated? In the rooms above?
Omanyo beyano ngo olabe wakao naona.
You see home.
Nze katidwa one.
Me I'm here, but I see from here to heaven.
Nani nani byandi kwe
binda. And I have scriptures directly me there. And I enter the door of heaven.
Ndo kwa mchivuka.
And I reach the city.
Ndo murandi.
And I see the
malaika.
I see the angels. I see the saints.
Nzi ya maseka tige chivuka.
Owea unaengo
oyeri.
Here, but you're up there.
Amen. Ngatoli muzi ya chizik.
Not the world of darkness.
Engeri eriemu. Eyo kuona.
There is one way to get out of the world of darkness. Totally get saved, reaching knowledge. You are set in heaven already, you are not on earth. Heaven already knows you. And they said the child of home reached.
We
await their body to finish their works. But they are seated in heaven. Look at even their throne is there. Our judgment is already there.
You know,
our names appear on our judgment seats. In Jerusalem. All the right names, you meet them up there. They come from the basement. When you go there, you'll never find the
same.
Except when there's the gathering involving sitting. And no one say, where should I sit? You read your name. As if you go to exams. Your number, you fight it, it's attached to you. Praise Jesus. Now, brethren, God commanded light of knowledge to shine out of darkness.
People who can understand,
know where they came from, that they go back there. But the world of darkness is existing. It's on the ground where we move by on planet Earth.
Nations
preach to us, but and we can never understand. And they reached God weary of us. And they
said
we are tired of a human being who never understands at all.
Mm-hmm. 2 Corinthians 4:6. Okuleta omusana ogw'okumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo. Naye obugagga obwo tuli nabwo mu bibya eby'ebbumba. Amanya amanje enyoga lyoke gavenga eri Katonda so serife.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Tutambula n'obugagga obw'okumanya omusana omungi.
When we walk, you may think we are like people of the world, but we are different. I pray God makes you different. Among the men and women in the world of darkness, and you will be spotted among the thousands, and you appear, you have much light.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Ephesians 6. Verse 10, let's run quick. Ephesians 6 from verse 10.
Ekyenkomerero, mubenga n'amaanyi mu Mukama waffe ne mu buyinza obw'amaanyi ge. Mwambalenga ebyokulwanyisa byonna ebya Katonda, mulyoke muyinzenga okuyimirira eri enkwe za Sitaani. Kubanga tetumegana na musaayi na mubiri, wabula n'abaamasaza.
Tulwanagana baki?
We fight with principalities.
Abaamasaza.
Principalities.
Bava wali mu Magog.
From Magog.
Wabweru w'ensi.
Outside planet Earth. In the kingdom of the stars, we have to see that place still, where the scientists have built cities in the space.
They when
God destroys the earth, we shall take you up there. Pastors who began to even speak that.
God has cities
in the space, in the kingdom of the stars.
Friend,
we have the city of Jerusalem in heaven.
Amen.
We shouldn't be confused over that.
There's
the pastor aside there.
Before
internet, they see and they speak that.
Tulabe.
Befeso esula y'omukaaga olunyolwe 12. Kubanga tetumegana na musaayi na mubiri wabula n'abaamasaza n'ab'obuyinza n'abafuga ensi ab'omukizikiza kino
bafugira muki?
They reign over the world through darkness. What a human being shouldn't understand. They should know where they came from. The authority of the one above, they shouldn't know that. They is called usually Muzei. When they sit underground. You find them speaking. You know that Muzei. We used to be up there, he used to speak. That he has to take his people back home. Even as the house he built. And they say they had a son, he sent him. And he said to people that there are many places in his father's house. Now what do we have to do? Those people yet for what they don't understand.
Take
them in the ocean where they are building. And we show them when you serve on earth, they put a brick on your structure. And we take them even in heaven, which has structures like of chicken. And we scorn his city.
They
are the prophets who came out and they showed they put a brick in your structure. God built the city from creation of heaven and earth.
According to
Hebrews
11,
8 to 16, praise Jesus. Abraham fought for that city.
He built
himself not an angel.
He fought
angels building structures in heaven. They go under the ocean. That's where they're building. They were here when he started working under the ocean. Most of Bermuda Triangle. Where there is that area or mess of them. Those are the messages they released. And they said there are evil Spanish structures in heaven. They were not so much righteous. They live in them. And
a
message, and we welcomed it. And we moved it, spread it everywhere. Let me tell you, there are people who say,
oh,
that one, who does he support? I don't support any person, I support God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
God
and his word and the Holy Spirit. If you want me to support you, be in them. Support God and we shall move together. If
I
want to support you in your wrong words, I would not support you.
I remain
speaking of the one who is most holy.
Ephesians 6:12.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
one we fight with, their principalities. And they first do one thing. The human being shouldn't understand. Back to Sunday, they can no more reign over him. That's why we are rebels who rebel and we reign from the world of darkness. We rebelled
as
speaking light in the midst of the world of darkness. You know they tell us? Those are overturning the world.
Yet
we are taking it back to form. They had overturned it. This is what they do. According to Zachariah, as
we wind up,
most of what is, we shall meet next Thursday and Friday in the journey of heaven. On Tuesday, we see the devil's schemes. There we see the seven mountains the adored sits on,
to
reign over all nations. Where is the mountain of the false, spiritual false churches? The mountain of the spiritual wickedness.
It's
a political mountain. The financial.
Mr. Money,
where he contends with God. God says, seek me. The money says, seek me too.
There
out there much you'll see that. But we still move on.
Nancy,
with the world of darkness.
Zachariah
chapter 1 verse 18.
Zachariah, Sule Sokonyo, 18. Nenyimsa amaso gange n'entunula Elalaba amayemba ana. Nengamba malaike yali ayogera nange nti agumachi. Nanzira muti ganuge mayemba agasasanya Yuda ne Israeli ne Yerusalemi. Mukama nanjole saba wesibana. Nenjogera nti abo bajja kukola ki. Nayogera nti ganuge mayemba agasasanya Yuda omuntu n'okuyinza natayinza kuyimusa mutwe gwe.
Oyimusa mutwe otunule mu ggulu.
Lift the head to look in heaven.
Olina kutambula ng'otunudde wansi ebirowoozo byonna.
All your thoughts on the earth.
Bw'otuuka okwogera ku
ggulu. When you reach to speak of heaven.
Tosobola kuyimusa eddala olengereko
n'okusinga. You walk and say.
In the beginning, God created the sky.
Kama yatonda ebanga wakula.
Nebye kuro biva
kwa mtu. Even since this of heaven.
Teba kukiriza
yimu sababu to accept you live here. Ulio
kubanga ibirozo vivyo na bibira
wa. Tuke
na muamerika.
Tuke
na mawanga.
Tuke
na kuri yesi.
Uwe mutio. You are lying thoughts.
Banzi kakundi na vaji ndi na jeni.
You'll disagree from here.
Teba kukiriza kujia mtu wano.
You can't accept you lift your head from the earth. You thought they refused to lift it up?
Mm-mm.
No. Nothing like thinking back home.
Even
again, we've chased you from the clan.
Mama.
And you begin to weep.
Lord,
we have chased you from the clan.
Bananzika.
Where will they bury me? You got saved to be buried or to go to heaven?
If
they don't bury the body, let it be upon them. It will smell for them. Me, I will be home. They bring a dead body of a cardinal that they pray for it. Now this foolishness. If you went to heaven, it's rich there. If you went to
heaven, it's rich there.
What body are you praying for? That is the world of darkness. There is wisdom in it. You know, a mad person, all things they do, they think they're right. It's the person on planet Earth. And the Ecclesiastes said, I saw all people and they're mad. That word is right. People in the world of darkness, they're mad.
You may
find them where they call their home and they're on the
rubbish
dump. How did you prove this earth to be your home? Are you mad? You are in
the toilet.
All things smelling on this earth. After cleaning and you think.
Even
the body is the problem to you. You walk with the toilet yourself. I don't know if I speak more about it. Right now you are with your toilet there. It's
covered.
That's why I want your body from heaven. Don't tell me this one. Your toilet, you move with it. I will tell you this world until you get to heaven.
And
you think of heaven where your father
is.
Do your work in your season. And you count one, go back home.
It's
the person they call the prodigal son. He went out there eating with pigs and swines.
He asked for
inheritance. He was sent on earth.
He told
him, we give you the world and his
children's
he corrupted, gave all to the devil.
Jesus
asked him, the devil said, the world was
given.
And the one
of God is poor.
And the child of God is poor with nothing on the earth.
That is
prodigal son, a human being on earth.
We
have one elder son who can help us. The first born, the Lord Jesus. He who remained in the house. He came to
comfort
us, introduce us home.
Amen.
The world we are on is not easy. These horns do what?
Zakariya sura esooka onyola birimu olumu.
Zakariya 1 verse 21.
Nayogera nti gano ge mayemba agasasanya Yuda. Omuntu n'okuyinza. Omuntu n'atayinza kuyimusa. Omuntu n'okuyimusa n'atayinza kuyimusa mutwe gwe. Naye bano bazze okugasagula.
Tulina ba malaika
batuzigattako. Angels who join on us.
Abentaru.
The ones of warfare.
Kuyiganya sitani.
To amplify the devil.
to destroy his works. To defy all the devils that they are, and their works to destroy them. For Jesus
Christ
appeared to destroy the works of the devil. We are to appear of being of Christ. We must destroy the devil's works, most for the world of darkness. But it's very dangerous. It's very hard. You may even be in it and think you understand. You are mad, and you even work where you cook from. Find a mad person cooking. And when you see what they are cooking and where they sleep, it is rubbish. It's a person. And these preach so much about
human
they are clothing all rags, they are smelling. Now you have clothed. That's why I say in Revelation, you are even naked. You are even very poor, pitiful. You say you are rich, but you are poor. You think you can enable a man to say
poor?
They are rich. They have carried their rubbish.
Rich.
The head of the
is
full of rubbish. Did you know
that
is rubbish.
I come
this man, that rubbish in the head. A mad person. Let me tell you. Check yourself and see. The rubbish you're carrying, the mad people preach to us how we appear. But you don't know any corner of reaching heaven. Rubbish, the head is heavy on you.
Maybe that will
be split up with your you carry them on the shoulders. Let's end up with this. Philippians 3:20.
Abafilipi 3:2. Kubanga fe wafe muguru era gye tulindirira obulokozi okuvaayo Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo. Kubanga aliwanyisa omubiri aliwanyisa omubiri ogw'okutowazibwa kwaffe okufaananyizibwa ng'omubiri ogw'ekitiibwa kye.
Tulindirira ekyo.
We are waiting for that.
Era ffe tukimanyi waffe
our home is in heaven. We're not confused about
that.
I don't need to be buried. Me, I'm not buried. I don't know whether you will be buried. Me, I came from somewhere, I have to go back there. If you think of burying, if you want to burn the body, I am going to challenge this one. My body, if you don't bury it, throw it in the waters. And they say you're
going to
I write a will, burn the body. People of full knowledge, burn the body, I don't know what to know. Don't waste your ground where you have to plant your plantations. And you waste time that you
burn.
You are on the graveyard watching over them. Is he on the ground? If he's not in hell, he's in heaven. Graveyards were put in place to make people foolish. You think your father is in the grave?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
God
tells us in Romans 3, no one on the earth understands. No one seeks God. Even you thought to seek God, you climb mountains. You forgot to seek him through his book. According to what he told us, look in the book of the Lord, read. How
dare
you climb a mountain that you're seeking God? Or in the valley. Even though you're
on
the mountain, or in the valley, go with his book and seek him. You will find him.
And you leave here,
you go to see God.
2 minutes.
Mokama. Lord, I have come to seek you.
Na ye,
but
my
car,
ah, yes.
Oh Jesus.
Don't
ask for a car not to seek God.
Wano, straight.
Go from here straight.
Kama ngenze
God, I've gone in this place.
Please,
I've not come to seek you.
Kukusa, kusa,
why are you trying to claim things we are not right? I've come to seek you. In the other way. You've come to see
Musabe
your car.
Kayo.
Ask for your car.
Amani
he knows what you need before you ask it.
Era amani.
And he knows.
Nti sabi mugati,
if you ask bread, he doesn't give you stone.
If you ask
fish,
he
will not give you
snake.
Why pretend? Now he
says, no one understands
the devil corrupted
the
world. And no one seeks God. No understanding on earth.
These
things seem like knowledge, but they're there. We shall look at that word. No one understands. No one seeks God. What does that mean? You understand or not? Not abusing. I saw my ignorance and foolishness and I proved it.
But
I used to speak of God and never knew him.
Heaven?
Speak, I
can
think you understand. Let's wait. God bless you. Thank you for coming.
There
for us. We began late because of our feast which was not on. But it's not our way. We always end at 1. And we get and leave here at
2.
But we expect to reach 2:30.
3.
We have to reach 3.
Auntie. Isawa zaba zungu.